From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In some parts of the country, developers long ago used up the prime building land. Then they started building in marginal areas, like swamps. Now some of the houses are literally sinking. From member station WBFO, Joyce Kryzak reports on how people are coping in one such place, a suburb of Buffalo, New York.
Nancy Parsons was a young mother living in Texas when her husband died suddenly in 1982. Parsons needed stability, so she packed up her children and moved back home to Western New York. Parsons bought a home in the prestigious growing suburb of Amherst. She says it was a great place to raise her children.
We've got a pool within walking distance. There's tennis courts. 5 miles of bike path through the woods. The library is down through the bike path. We can walk. The police station. We can walk to the police station. It's a good community.
There's a demand for such ideal neighborhoods, so the affluent suburb of Amherst sprung up quickly in the 1970s. Everything was perfect, except the land. It was mostly wetlands and swamps, but developers just filled them in and started building. Parsons says she never suspected that the beautiful home she bought 20 years ago for $80,000 would slowly sink into the ground and take its value with it.
One day I went down and I realized there was wind blowing in and it was very cold in the basement. I could see sunlight coming through.
Some work's been done, but Parsons worries about staying. The walls and ceilings are still pulling apart. The shifting foundation causes power outages and gas leaks, although engineers tell her the house is safe to live in. She can't afford to fix it or to leave. Total repair costs are estimated at over $70,000. The house is now worth about half that. And she isn't alone. There are at least 1,000 homes in Amherst that are sinking or cracking. In Parsons' backyard, technicians from the Army Corps of Engineers are digging for answers. The $500,000 soil study will hopefully provide ideas to help keep the houses from sinking further. Brad Gay is the lead engineer for the study. He says even before they started digging, they found plenty of evidence that this was a poor place to build.
If you read the soil survey, which was done in the 70s, they labeled a lot of the area as having, difficulty for building and having limitations.
The engineers have another word for it, peanut butter soil. Extra foundation supports might have overcome the problem, but Amherst town officials didn't require them. The courts have barred homeowners from suing the town, and most hold little hope that developers who were merely following existing codes will ever be found liable. Insurance policies won't cover an act of God, and there's no federal program for catastrophic damage that occurs gradually. The technicians bag the clumps of mushy clay to send off for testing, but Gay says Amherst isn't the only place with this sort of problem soil. Homes are, in fact, sinking all the way from New York to Louisiana to Nevada. In Fairfax County, Virginia, a full-time employee has been dealing with poor soil issues since the 1960s building boom. In Las Vegas, 240 families had to be relocated. Some estimates put total damage nationally at more than $2 billion. That's more than double the amount caused by all other natural disasters. Gay says the real tragedy is it could have been prevented.
You can engineer your way through most conditions, and maybe the engineering just wasn't being as good as it is or could be today.
Amherst now requires extensive soil testing for all new homes and reinforcements where necessary. That's little comfort to people in Amherst or elsewhere whose biggest investments, their homes, are slowly sinking. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Kryzak in Amherst.